Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'd like to do a little bit of a guided mindfulness meditation of savoring the orange. Thich Nhat Hanh has a lot of meditations around the orange and the savoring of the orange. He actually has a great book that is called Savor. I will have that link to that in the show notes. That's a wonderful book if you're interested in that. And in my old food and feelings groups, we used to do a mindfulness meditation around a chocolate kiss, because that was a little bit more triggering for the people I was working for than an orange. And it was really helpful to get in that nice group situation and explore either an orange or a chocolate kiss and see how it could go. Could we slow down enough to actually savor it? So today I'm going to read through the mindfulness meditation that I would like you to do of savoring. And I'm going to use orange in this example, but if you don't like oranges or you don't have an orange, no problem. Use another fruit or even use your imagination. And as we go through this mindfulness and savoring exercise, you could even just be imagining it. So as you begin this exercise, I want you to first eliminate any distractions if you can. If maybe you are just listening to this as you are driving or working out or working around the house, but if you can, actually sit quietly, grab an orange, and let's go through this together. Again, use your imagination if you don't have an orange. Eliminate the distractions and begin to focus your awareness on the experience that we're going through, whether it is real or imagined. So I'd like you to start by getting comfortable, relaxing yourself from head to toe, letting your facial muscles release and relax. Let your shoulders drop. Make sure you're seated comfortably so you can sit for a few moments without needing to rearrange yourself. And let yourself have a couple of breaths in and out at your own pace, just to get comfortable and somewhat relaxed. And take the orange. Take the orange in your hand and examine it. We're going to be using our senses here. Look at the orange with new, fresh eyes, as if you have never seen an orange before. Look at the color of the orange. Feel the texture of the orange. It's amazing when we slow down. Feel that texture and notice the skin of the orange. It isn't smooth. How is it? Is it filled with tiny little pinpricks or indentations? How does the orange skin feel against your fingertips? Now I want you to take the orange and put it up to your nose. I want you to smell the aroma of this whole orange. Really diving into our sense of smell here. Now put the orange up to your ear. Let's try the sense of hearing. And shake the orange. Does it make a sound? Have you ever shook an orange before? Let's try it. Keeping the orange to your ear, gently squeeze the orange with your hand and see if you can hear any sound that might be coming from inside the orange. As you begin to peel the orange, as it's sitting there in your hand and you decide we're going to peel it, let's begin and peel the orange and notice the sound it makes as you peel it. Notice the change in the aroma of the orange as you begin to peel it and open it. If the juice of the orange begins to slide out and drip, feel it with your fingertips. How does the juice feel? Does it feel warm? Is it cold? What's the texture of the juice of the orange? Is it sticky? Is it watery? So finish peeling the orange and look closely at it. You have the peels to the side and look closely at the inner orange and see the difference in the color of the inside of the orange in contrast to the skin, the peel of the orange. Examine these white fibrous veins of the orange. Notice the orange has a little divot in it where the stem was once attached. These little pieces of the orange, did we ever notice this before? Let's begin to break open the orange. Notice if the sound is there as you break it open into the little sections. And now gently take one of the orange sections and look at just that, just the orange section. Examine that. Examine the contrast of the fibrous outer portion of the orange to the smoothness of the inner wedge of the orange. See that difference? Feel it with your fingertips. Now let's take this orange section and break it open. Watch the spray of the juice as you break open the section of the orange. Notice the individual little pulp within the orange inside the section, brimming with juice. Slowly bring this orange section to your mouth. And notice how your mouth begins to water in anticipation and how your hand leads your arm to your mouth. Even if you are doing this in your imagination, you may have already had your mouth begin to water, anticipating bringing an orange slice to your mouth. Gently place the orange piece in your mouth, letting it lie on your tongue at first, without taking a bite or chewing, and explore the feel of the orange piece in your mouth. Now bite down on the orange and notice the explosion of taste of the orange in your mouth. Slowly begin to chew the orange and pay attention to which side of the mouth it goes while you chew. Feel how the texture and the consistency of the orange changes as you chew it. When you're ready to swallow the little orange piece, be conscious of the act of swallowing. Try to feel the sensation of swallowing the orange as it moves down your throat and into your stomach. we spent a little bit of time, a few good few minutes, with this orange, with the slice. And we got to explore it with many different senses. What did you notice about the orange with your senses as we were doing this? Did anything surprise you? Was there an awareness today with the orange that you haven't had before as you were eating oranges? Did any memories come to mind as we were going through this? This is a great time to pull out your journal and to write down any thoughts, memories, or awarenesses that you had during this exercise. Eating is a wonderful way to incorporate mindfulness. Eating is a wonderful exercise for mindfulness. So often I hear people say they don't have time to practice a mindfulness meditation. I want to suggest that mealtime is an excellent opportunity to bring mindfulness into our daily lives without having to carve out another time and place to practice. Take your practice to where you already are. Take your time and enjoy eating as an experience, giving all your attention to the process of eating and really tasting without the distraction of eating while doing other things such as watching television, driving, reading, scrolling, etc. We can really use our already scheduled meal times as a part of our mindfulness practice. Try this exercise a few times during the next week and see if you notice any more enjoyment in your eating. By bringing this mindfulness to our daily lives and our mealtime, it can offer us many opportunities to practice mindfulness, to incorporate this kind of awareness, mindfulness to your meals. Do it even if it's only for the first few bites. And by that I mean if you're eating with others, ask for a moment of silence for the first few bites of the meal, where you at least, or invite others to join you, can actually be present with the food for those first few bites. This could be a wonderful way of having this practice be a part of your daily living. Our practices don't have to be above and beyond our lives. The point is to have our life be one of awareness, our life be one of mindfulness. And we can begin by practicing in little places. You can make it formal by sitting alone and doing the orange meditation, or you could do it with the first few minutes of your meal. And by that way, you could be just doing it all the time. Maybe you eat your lunch alone. Maybe at work or during the business days, you can eat alone. And that could be a marvelous time to take even more than just a few minutes. But maybe your entire lunch could be eating mindfully. Then you don't need another particular mindfulness practice. I mean, we can take this into other areas of our life too. We could also do it when washing the dishes. There's anything that we do routinely. If we do it with mindfulness, we will do it from a different place. We will see it with different eyes. And we will begin to develop that ability to be with what we are doing versus having our mind and thoughts going one way and our activity is doing something else. That's very disjointed. And if we can find little places where we can bring it together, where we can be so aware and mindful of our actions. This is why many people do things that are actually quite mindful in and of themselves. they may not be saying that they're doing a mindful practice, but such things as actually painting or even fishing or doing rock climbing. There are so many things that we need to be fully aware for. Sport is one of them. Creating music is another. And you can start, if you don't do any of those things, that's fine. You can start by starting with your meal or taking the orange and having a nice formal meditation with it once with the orange, and then take that kind of focus into your meal times with you and just use as much time in the meal as you can, depending on your eating situation. It's a wonderful way to begin to see actually your whole world with different eyes. It was many years ago when I took a class at Stella Maris Retreat Center, which was in our little town, and I took an art therapy course. And with that art therapy course, we would be there all day. It was once a week for, a couple months. And we would do our artwork in the morning. We would eat lunch all together in silence. And then we would, in the afternoon, we would process our artwork and talk about it. And I have to say that eating lunch in silence with a group was so awesome. It was a beautiful introduction to me in concentration and awareness. I mean, it's really weird and difficult at first. It feels very different and strange, but it grew to be a very sought after part of my life, to be able to have that kind of silence and concentration and awareness. And it was a big part of my healing of my anxiety, panic. And I hope that you will take this kind of mindfulness into your life and let it also be a big part of your healing. And now for today's quote. When practiced till its fullest, mindful eating turns a simple meal into a spiritual experience, giving us a deep appreciation of all that went into the meal's creation, as well as a deep understanding of the relationship between the food on our table, our own health, and our planet's health. And that's from Thich Nhat Hanh. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.